Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Meseches Kedushin has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Taub. Lizchus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Nachman, Ben Malka Miriam.
Kedushin Daf Ayin Ches. The Gemara at the bottom of Ayin Zayin Amud Beis brings from Ravashi, Hilkach Kain Haba Alachisei, Zayna Mashvila, Chalali Loi Mashvila. Now that we know that the din is, Ein Chalala Elo Mi Isser Kehuna, not every time a woman who's Nivelas B'Isser does she get a din of a Chalala, only when the B'S Isser is related to the Isser Kehuna. For example, if she's a grusha and she's usher to a kain, or an alman who's usher to a kain gadol, that's where the bia will make her into a chalala. But if the bia's iser is not related to the din kahuna, it will not make her into a chalala. And therefore, Vashi says, kain haba lachaysay, this bia will not make her into a chalala, however, it will make her into a zayna. However, Vashi continues and he says, chazir ubalea, if he's bailed her a second time, after she already got a shame of a zayna, now he's usher to her because of the iser kahuna, is that a kain's usher to a zayna, so now she will get a shame of a chalala with the second bia. Now, as the kasha over here, which is asked in the Chedushim Maharit, and many achrayim discuss this kasha, Kepshuta, his kasha is, when this kain is ba'al achaysay, so erich nami is chalan her a shame zayna, she becomes usher to all kahanim with this iser of zayna. However, on this kain himself, who was usher to her already previously because it was his sister, why don't we say ain iser chal iser, the iser of zayna should not be able to be chal. And if so, that the iser of zayna was not chal legabe this kain, how could Rabashi say, Chazir ubole aso chalolo, if this kain is boil her a second time, so since legabe him, she was not osir midin zayna, she was only osir midin achaysay, so that's not an iser kahuna, why would this be a giver a din of chalolo? And Rashi says clearly, Chazir ubole, Rashi says, it's who a kain acher, whether he himself, the one who did the first bia, or a different kain is boil her, this will give her a din chalolo. And the kasha is, that if it's this kain himself, lechair, the iser zayna was never chal, why should she become a chalolo with this bia? We find a similar case in Dafayin Zayin Amud Beis. Gemara says, according to Rav Shimon, that ain't Isser Chal Isser. So if there's a Kayin Gadol Shabbat al Achisa Almona, he's not even the Isser of Almona al Kayin Gadol, because before she came in Almona, she was already Osir to him because she was Achisa. This Kepshuta is the Kasha of the Marit. Now the Shar Melech and Hilchos Esuri Bia Paragid Zayin Halacha Ches, he quotes this Marit and he discusses the Teres which the Marit gives, which we'll get back to soon. But in the Hagois of the Tam HaMelech, the Hagois on the Shar Melech, he asks the Kasha. There seems to be an obvious teretz to the kasha of the Marit, and that is that in this case it's an iser moisif. When the kohen is ba'al achaysay, she becomes a zayna, she becomes usher to all other kohanim with the din of a zayna, so therefore she'll become usher to her brother as well with the same din of a zayna. And this is different from the case we saw in the Fayin Zayin Amud Beis, where kohen gadol was ba'al achaysay almana. Over there, at the time that she becomes an almana, the iser is not chal on the kohen gadol because she was ready usher to him yishim achaysay, and over there's no iser moisif. Since there only is one kohen gadol, so the Almana did not add any Yisurim to anyone else. The only one who this Isser can possibly Asr her to is the Kohen Gadol, and he's Asr to her already because of Achaysay. Over there it's not an Isser Moisif. But in this case, where it is an Isser Moisif, the Kasha of the Marit does not seem to be difficult Bechlal. Now the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Samach Zayin, Sif Katan Hei, he brings this Marit and the Kasha that the Tam HaMelech asks on the Marit. And the Minchas Chinuch writes that surely the Marit never meant to ask this Kasha. The Teretz is partial that it's an Isser Moisif, that's why the Isser Zayin will be Chal even on the brother. What the Marit did mean to ask was a totally different kasha, and that is that what does Ravashi mean to say, Chazir ubaleh asa chalala, that after the brother was bailed her a second time, when she already was a zaynus, now there's an Isser kahun over here, now she becomes a chalala. On this, the Marit asked, how could the Isser chalala be chal after she's already a zayna? As we saw earlier in the Fayin Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara there's mevur that if she first becomes a chalala, then the Isser zayna could be chal afterwards, that's an Isser moisif. But if first the Isser Zayna is Chal, then Chalala cannot be Chal afterwards, because Chalala is not being moist of anything on the Isser of a Zayna. So this is what the Minchas Chinuch says, that obviously this is the Kasha that the Marit meant to ask. Now the truth is, this Kasha is already asked in the Sukkah by the Tosfos of Rosh. He asks Mamash this Kasha that since we saw earlier, the Isser of Chalala cannot be Chal on the Isser of Zayna, what does Rashi mean over here, Chazir Ubaleh Asa Chalala? So the Tosfos of Rosh answers this Kasha and he says, there'll be enough Kamina in a case where there was a Katan, who only became a gadol, he only got Shtei Cyrus after this woman already became a zayna and a chalala. In other words, the kain was ba'al achaysay, she became a zayna, he was ba'al her a second time, she becomes a chalala as well. So even though as far as all other kohanim are concerned, the Isser chalala cannot be chal because she already was a zayna. But if after that second bia, there's a katan who then becomes a gadol, so on him right now both Isser will be chal simultaneously, the Isser of chalala and the Isser of zayna. If after this katan is ba'al her, he'll be over both Isserim. And the Tosfos of Rosh brings an example where we find this concept, from a Gemara in Yevamos Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara over there is mevur the same thing, that it's shayach for two Yisurim to be chal at the same time. If there was a katan who was Higdil, at the time he became a gadol, both the Yisurim existed already, so both of the Yisurim will be chal on him in Bas Achas. Now in the Sefer Imri Moshe and Simen Yud Oiz Tes, he also quotes this kasha of the Marit, And the problem with the kasha that l'chur there's nisr moisif over here, he doesn't want to explain like the minchas chinuch that the marit means to ask a different kasha. He says the lashon of the marit is not mashma like this bechal. And then Moshe explains that akarcha what the marit meant to ask was that even though there is nisr moisif over here, and we hold that when there's nisr moisif we could say isr chal isr. However, when the second isr is kal is less chomer than the first isr, then even if it's an isr moisif, the second isr will not be chal. We saw earlier in Daf Ayin Zayin Amar Beis, the Gemara had a shayla according to the shita of the Chachamim, who hold that Isser is Chal on Isser. They argued on Rav Shimon by the case of Eichon Nevel B'Yom HaKippurim, and they hold that the Isser of Yom Kippur is Chal on the Isser of Nevela. Over there, the Gemara had two tzadim. What would the Chacham hold? Can an Isser Chal also be Chal on an Isser Chomer? Ragavan, according to the shita of Rav Shimon, he holds that even an Isser Chomer cannot be Chal on an Isser Chal, yet still there is an exception. By an Isser Moisif, we do say Chal Isser. So the Marit understands, the Mimashi explains, even in the case of Isser Moisif where it can be Chal, that's only if the second Isser is not more Chal than the first Isser. If the second Isser is more Chal, and even though it is an Isser Moisif, it will not be Chal on the Isser Chomer. This is how the Rebbe Moshe explains the Kasha of the Marit. Now the Maisa, the Marit himself gives an answer to his Kasha. And he says that even though Ein Isser Chal Isser, once the first Isser is Chal, the second Isser cannot be Chal to be Chayv Min Einish for both Isurim, but it does not mean to say that it's not Chal at all. And therefore the Marit says that if for some reason he's not going to get an Einish on the first Isser, for example, the Edom did not give him Hasra on the first Isser, only on the second Isser, and we will Lemaisa give him the Einish for the second Isser, because Be'etzim, the second Isser was Chal, it's just that you can't give him the Einish if you're giving him ready the Einish for the first Isser. Now if the Kasha of the Marit was the way the Minchas Chinuch explained, how could Ravashi say that the Isser Chalala is Chal if she already was Asr Mishum Zayna? And that answer would be that if a Kohen lives with her, and he had Hasra not for the Isser of Zayna, only for the Isser of Chalala, so he'll get Malkus Mishum Chalala, since in this case he's not getting Malkus for the first Isser. Now, if the kasha of the Marit is the way that Rav Moshe understood, then how could the Isser of Zayna be Chal on this kohen who was Baal HaChosay? And if the Isser of Zayna is not Chal, then when he's Baal her the second time, she should not become a Chalala. So in that, the Marit will be answering that really the Isser of Zayna is Chal. And therefore, if the kohen is Baal Aleha a second time, then even if he does get Malkus Mishum HaChosay, and Lamaisi is not going to get Malkus Mishum Zayna, once we see that potentially he could have gotten Malkus for the Isser of Zayna, so we see that Isser was Chal. And therefore, when he's Baal Aleha a second time, it is considered that he's being over an Isser Kahuna, and therefore she would become a Chalala. Amongst the Ikar Yusayid of the Marit, the Sharm Melech argues on this, he brings Reis from Yishenim, when the din is Ein Isser Chal Isser, even in the case when we did not give him Astra for the first Isser, only for the second Isser, he will not get Malkus for the second Isser. So Amongst this is Machikas Achrein, and what is the din in this case? However, the Chayr, even if you hold like the Sharm Melech and not like the Marit, the Chayr, we could still answer this Kasha, how could this second Bia of the Kain make her into a Chalala? If the Isser Zayna was not Chal Gabi this Kain himself, we can answer this with a Svar similar to the Marit, but a little bit different. And that is based on that which the Minchas Chinuch says. Minchas Chinuch is not coming to answer this Kasha. As we said before, he holds this Kasha doesn't even start, because it's an Isser Moisif. The Isser Zayna definitely is Chal, even Gabi this brother. But the Minchas Chinuch does say his Svar, he's talking about a different question. The case we mentioned before from Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Beis, where the Kain Gadol was Ba'al HaChisei Almono, and the Gemara says that he's not even the Isser of Almono, the Kain Gadol, because that Isser is Nachal, she already was ushered to him previously with Isser of Achoisai. However, the Minchas Chinuch wants to know what will be in that case if he is Baalel, will she become a Chalala? So Pashas would say that she will not become a Chalala. Since the only Isser that he had on her was an Isser of Achoisai, which is not an Isser Kahuna, the Isser of Amana was Nachal, so the she will not become a Chalala. However, the Minchas Chinuch says as far to say that she will become a Chalala. First, the Minchas Chinuch says, surely if you hold like the Marit, that every time we say Ein Isser Chal Isser, if you didn't get Asra for the first Isser, you'll get the Einish for the second Isser, then surely this will be the din that shall become a Chalala with this Bia, because Be'etzem, the Isser of Amana is Chal, and it would even be possible sometimes to get Malkus for that. However, the Minchas Chinuch says that even if you hold not like the Marit, rather like the Sharm Melech, that when we say Ein Isser Chal Isser, there's no way that you can get the Einish for the second Isser. Still, the Minchas Chinuch says that it's not the Pshat that the second Isser is not Chal at all. He quotes the Gemara Yevamos Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis as for that even if you hold Ein Isser Chal Isser, the second Isser is Chal, and the Gemara says, Nafkamina l'koivri bein Rishayim gemurim. We'll treat the one who was over as if he's a Rosh HaGomer, and he was over on both these surim. So from here again, we see that Be'etzem, the Isser is Chal, even though he cannot give an Einish for it. And therefore, the Minchas Chinuch says, as far as the din of a Kain Gadol, who was Ba'al HaChosay Almano, she will get a din of a Chalala with this Bia, even though the Maisa, the Kain Gadol, is not going to get an Einish for the Almano. The Isser Almano was Chal, and therefore this is considered a Bia's Isser Kahuna, and she will become a Chalala. So we could use the same svara as far as this kasha of the Marit, if you understand like the Imre Moshe, that the kasha was this kohen who was Baal HaChosay, so even though he made her into a Zayna as far as everyone else is concerned, but as far as he himself is concerned, she's not a Zayna, so if he's Baal her a second time, why did she become a Chalala? The answer is that Be'etzem it was Chal, the Isra of Zayna, even Lagabe him, even though he cannot get an einish for it. The Halmuchas Chinuch brings a right to this, that for a bias iser of iser kuhuna to make her into a chalala, it does not have to be that this bia had any einish involved in it. He brings a right from the Rambam, the sheet of the Rambam, which we'll discuss later on in the shir, that if a kain is bala grusha, or a chalala, or a zayna, the Rambam holds that you don't get malchus, only if he was mekadosh, and then after he was bala, then there's a chi of malchus. Yet still we find the din is that if a kain is bala a grusha, or a zayna, he makes her into a chalala, even though there's no chi of malchus. From here, the Michas Chinuch proves that as long as it's a bias iser of iser kahuna, even if there is no malchus, that's enough to make her into a chalala. So too, the Michas Chinuch says over here, even when the second iser is not chal, because ain iser chal iser, that's just a din that there won't be any einish, but you don't need an einish to make her into a chalala, as we see from this Rambam. Now, the Maaseh, the Imre Meisha argues on this side of the Michas Chinuch, and that which the Michas Chinuch says in the case of Kain Galah Shabbat al Achaisei Almano, the din is that Lamaisa will make her into a chalala. The Imre Meisha argues on this, and he says, you see from the Marit, from his kasha that he held not like this, this is the way that Imre Meisha understood the kasha, that his kasha was that if the Kain Hedyet is Ba'al Achaisei, so he doesn't make her into a zayna, and therefore if he lives with her a second time, she should not become a chalala. And the Mishnah says that you see from this kasha of the Marit, that the Marit held not like the Michas Chinuch, that since the second Isser is not chalal meisa, therefore she will not become a chalal if he lives with her a second time. Now the Michas Chinuch brought a raya from the Rambam, the Mishnah argues in that raya, and explains that when a kain is boil a grusha, even though he doesn't get malchus for this bia because he wasn't mekadosher yet, still he makes her into a chalala, and the pshat is, because lemaisa he was boil a woman who was usher to him by Isser Kahuna. And what exactly is Isser Kahuna? It means to say that if you mekadosh her and after you boil her, then you'll get malchus. So even though he was boil her without being mekadosher, he doesn't get malchus, but lemaisa he was boil a woman who's usher to him by Isser Kahuna. If he would have done the Isser the way it's described, by being mekadosher and then being boil her, he would have gotten malchus. Mashenkin, in the case where the Kohen Gadol's sister became an almana, over there the Isser almana is not chal gabi the Kohen Gadol, there's no way he could get malchus for it. That's not considered that she's usher to him by Isser Kahuna. Or in the case where Kain Hedi was boil a chayse and she became a zayna, the guy with this Kain himself, the Isser zayna is not chal, he cannot be mechayev malchus for it. Therefore, she's not considered to be usher to him fully with an Isser of Kahuna. Therefore, if he's boil her a second time, she will not become a chalala. Now, continue on, the Gemara brings Omer of Yehuda, Kain Gadol ba'amon olikishtayim, achas mishum lo yikach, achas mishum lo yichalal. Now, this din of Yehuda is speaking about a Kain Gadol. However, Rashi over here adds, Dibur Maskal Kain Gadol ba'amon, he says, v'hu adin le Kain Hedi begrusha v'chalala. The same thing would apply if a Kain Hedi lives with a grusha or a chalala. The Migmar Gmiri Me'adadi, Kain Hedi does learn from Kain Gadol, Makan Zarechulin, Aflalon Zarechulin. You learn that this Pasuk of Loichal, which says by Kain Gadol, also applies to by Kain Hedi, he also is Mechal his children. Hekoch by Kain Hedi, Nami Iko Loichal. The Kain Hedi will also be over Loichal for the Bia, so he'll also get two Malkus, one for the Kedushin and one for the Bia. Now the Ram, however, argues on this Rashi. The Ram is in Perek Yud Zayin Helchus Asura Bia Halocha Gimel. The Ram of there is Mavur that the only time you'll get a separate Malkus for the Bia, which is learned from this Pasuk of Loichalel, is Dafka by Kain Gadol who is Boyal in Almana. By Kain Hedi, he'll never get a separate Malkus for the Bia, and even by Kain Gadol, only by an Almana he'll get the separate Malkus, not by a Zayna or a Chalala or a Grusha. Since the Zayna, Chalala, and Grusha are also ready previously to all Kayanim, so it's not considered his being Mechal her, only by Kain Gadol who is Boyal in Almana. The Almana was previously mutter to all Kayanim, now through this Bia she's Nischal, she's also to all Kayanim. There the Kain Gadol will get a separate Malkus for Lo Yichalel. Now the Magmishna over there has an Arichus about this Machoikis. He asks a kash on the Rambam, there seems to be a Mefurish Gemara now like him. The Gemara over here brings Masav Rava Esther of Yehuda, Amon or Grusha Loikim Yishom Shnei Shemois, My Lav Shnei Shemois Vesuloi. And then he answered back, Loi Shnei Shemois Elzeh Veshnei Shemois Elzeh. The Chariz Muchach in this Gemara that by a Grusha also you're getting two Malkus, one for Loikach and one for Loichalal. The Chariz doesn't fit with the Rambam, and the Rambam says the only time you could be over Loichalal is by Amon or Lekayin Gadol, where she was mutter to everyone else, to other Kayanim, and after this Bia she's becoming Nischal from all Kayanim. Akapan al-Maisa, the Magamisha says, Badas the Rambam, that this Gemara is Shalaki Hilchasa, the Rambam saw Behemshach al-Gemara, that we don't hold this way, and the only time you'll get a separate Malkus for Loichal is Dafka by Amon al-Kayin Gadol. The Magamisha then brings that Rashi argues on the Rambam, and the Ramban as well, they hold that even a Kayin Hedyet who's Baal in a Grusha or in a Zayna also, she gets a separate Malkus for Loichal. Then the Magamisha himself says the third Shita, which is a compromise between the Shita of Rashi and the Shita of the Rambam, and that is that by Kayin Gadol, even if he's born a Grusha or a Zayna, he also gets a separate Malkus from Shum Loichalal. It's not Dafka by Almana who previously was Mutter to Kainim and now she's becoming Aser, and even if she was a Grusha or a Zayna, the Maaseh with this Bia, she's becoming a Chalala, she's getting a Shem Chalala, and therefore he gets a separate Malkus for the Bia. However, the Magamisha says that for the Kain Hedyet, he's not going to get a separate Malkus for the Bia if he's born a Grusha or a Zayna. And he explains, because since the Pasuk of Lo'yichal is written by Kohen Gadol, so even though we do learn from Kohen Gadol to Kohen Hedit as far as being Mechal the Zera, that is specifically the Gavi being Mechal the Zera, or the Gavi being Mechal the Neveles. Ashenkin, to say that there's a love to be Mechayev Malkus for the Biyah, that we don't learn from Kohen Gadol to Kohen Hedit. Like Mishnah says, since it's not Mefurish in the Gemara, we're not going to make this limit on our own. But according to the Magen Mishnah, the Kasha from the Gemara will be answered. That was the Gemara before that even by a Grusha, there'll be two Malkus for two Shemais. That's talking about a Kohen Gadol. By a Kohen Gadol, this is the din that if he's bought an Amona or a Grusha, he gets a separate Malkus for Lo Yichal. So again, there are three Shitas in this din. The Shita of the Rambam is Dafka by Amona Kohen Gadol because she was Mutter before to the Kohanim. Now she's becoming also, so he'll get a separate Malkus for Lo Yichal. According to Rashi, both by Almona and by Agusha, since the Maaseh is being Chal on her, Hashem Chalolo, so we'll get Malkus for Lo'yichalel, and we learn Kain Hedit from Kain Gadol. And the Magmish is the third Shita, he says, by Kain Gadol, he'll be over this love of Lo'yichal, he'll get Malkus, whether she's an Almona or Agusha or a Zaina. But Hashem can buy Kain Hedit, he's not going to get this love of Lo'yichalel, because as far as this din of getting Malkus for the love, that we don't learn Kain Hedit from Kain Gadol. Now the Maaseh, the Shita of the Rambam still needs a Hezber, since the Pasuk of Lo'yichal, that's the Makar to tell us that she's nifsal through this bia, so even if she's a grusha or a zayna, she's ready also to kohanim previously. But the ma'aseh with this bia, she's getting a shame chalala. So how can the Rambam say that only by an almana who is previously mutter to kohanim, that's where he'll get malchus b'shem lo yichal? This pasuk definitely applies by grusha and a zayna as well. Here also the Torah is telling us that lo yichal, that if he's going to live with her, she's going to get a shame chalala. So why, as far as the malchus is concerned, do we say that he's not going to get malchus if he's boiled this grusha or this zayna? So Pshach and Avi Ezri, he has an rikhus on this Rambam, but Teich Dvarav, he mentions the Svara, that since the Gemara says in Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph, how do we know that Lo'yichal is referring to the Nevelos as well? The Gemara says, we darshan Lo'yichal miloshin chilul, chilul z'mashmah, zesha yekosher v'nitzchalil. Therefore, Pshach explains that the Rambam holds that as far as being over the lav to get Malkus, it has to dafka be that someone who was kosher and then was nitzchalil. A woman who's a grusha or a zayna, anyway she was puzzled to kayanim, she's not considered kosher v'nitzchalil, if he's not going to be chayiv Malkus for being Baal, a woman who already was possible previously to Kohanim. L'maisa, this does still need further Hezber, because we do dashen Lo'yichal l'gabri the psul chalala. Even if a Kohen Gadol is Baal, a Grusha, who already was possible previously to Kohanim, with this Bia she becomes possible now with the Shem Chalala as well. So why is it that l'gabri the Shem Chalala being Chal on her, for that Lo'yichal is going even on a woman who already possible previously? L'gabri getting Malkus for the Isser, and that the Ram holds that only Na'amana, who previously was Mutter to Kohanim, only the Gabi here, she's included in Lo'yichalel to get Malkus. So that would still need Hezber. Now just point out one more Ha'or over here. Rashi in Dibur Maschol, Kohen Gadol Ba'amono, Rashi says, V'hu adin l'kohen hedit begrusha v'chalola. Rashi says, the kohen hedit also, who's boy l'grusha or a chalola, he'll also get Malkus for Lo'yichalel. Now this definitely is difficult to understand. If a kohen hedit is boy l'chalola, he's not being mechal her, she already has on her a shame chalola. How could Rashi say that there's an additional Isser for the Bia because it's mechal her? This is definitely difficult to understand. So the Ma'arit points this out, and he says that even according to Rashi, Odaf could be by a Grusha or a Zaino, that's when he'll get an additional Malkus for being Mechalal her, but not by a Chalala where she's ready to Nischalal. He says, even though the Lashon of Rashi does say Chalala, Rashi says that because that would have Nafkamina in the case when he does do a Gemar Bia, which the Gemara says in that case, if you do a Gemar Bia, there's an additional love for being Mechal the Zera. That's what Rashi is trying to tell us, that a Kain Hedi has it as well. If he's Ba'a Chalala, a Gemar Bia, he'll get an additional Malkus for being Mechal the Zera. But Hakapam, this is the Machlokes when you get an additional Malkus for Lo'yichalel. And we go right there, we see the Machlokes of Abaye and Rava. So here, obviously, the Rashi and the Rambam are going to learn this Sugya differently. According to Rashi, Abaye holds by all these cases where you get a separate Malkus for Lo'yichalel, it makes no difference if first it was a Kiddush or there was a Baal without a Kiddush. Either way, you get one Malkus for the Kiddush, that's the love of Lo'yikach, and a separate Malkus for Lo'yichalel on the Bio. Rava, however, holds, there are two separate Malkus, however, if he was only Mekadosh and not Baal, then he does not get any Malkus at all. Since the Mashmois of the Pasuk is Matam lo yikach mishum lo yichalel, so when he does the Kicha, he doesn't get any Malkus yet, and after he does the Bia, then already he'll get both Malkus for the Kicha and for the Bia. Then the word says, Abai is made by Machzer Gushosei, im Kiddush v'lei Baal ene loike, because the Pasuk says, Lakachta liyo yisleg li'isha, here the Torah is Makbid on the Bia, the Kicha alone will not be Mechayiv in Malkus. And then the word says, Umoide Rav b'koyin gadol ba'al mono, shem bo v'lei Kiddush sheloike. And on this line of Rava, this is where the Igra Machlokes Rashi and the Rambam is. Rashi learns, when the Gemara says, Moed the Rava b'Kohen Gadol ba'amono, it does not mean Dafka Kohen Gadol ba'amono, rather means all Yisuri Kuna. And the Gemara is saying, B'das Rava, that even though he said, Kiddush v'lei Baal, you don't get Malkus, but if you're Baal v'lei Kiddush, then you do get Malkus. In other words, the Kedushin without a Bia is not enough to be Mechayiv Malkus, but a Bia without Kedushin is enough. Since the Malkus for the Bia is Lo Yechalel, and Bia itself is enough to be Mechal, so the Bia is not totally in the Kedushin, you can get Malkus in the Bia even without the Kedushin. The Rambam, however, learned this Gemara differently, and the Magamisha says this is the Ikar Raya for the Rambam, to the Shita that there's only Malkus for Lo Yechal by Almona L'Kayin Gadol, not by the other Yisuri Kehuna. The Rambam learned that when it says, Moide Rav B'Kayin Gadol Ba'Almona, it means to say that Dafka by Kayin Gadol Ba'Almona, as opposed to the other Yisuri Kehuna. Here the din is in Ba'av Olay Kiddush Shaloike, you get Malkus for the Bia even without the Kedushin. And as we saw, the Rambam held that there's a Svar why Almona L'Kayin Gadol is different than the other Yisuri Kehuna. By Almona L'Kayin Gadol, he's Mechal her from the other Kehanim who originally she had been mutter to. Mashenkin by the other Yisuri Kehuna, the other Rambam holds there is no Malkus Bechal for Lo Yechalel. Therefore, the Rambam learns the sugya like this, that there's a machoikus between Abaye and Rava if he's Kiddush v'loi Baal. Abaye holds you get Malkus for the Kedushin itself, Rava holds you will not get Malkus unless there's a Bia. However, according to the Rambam, Rava does not mean to say that if he's Kiddush and afterwards he's Baal, he'll get two Malkus, which is the way Rashi learned. According to the Rambam, by all Yisuri Kehuna other than Almona L'Kayin Gadol, if he's Kiddush and afterwards he's Baal, he'll get one Malkus. The Malkus will be for Layikach. Rava holds that Layikach has to end in Lo Yechalel, has to end in a Bia. Otherwise, there won't be any Malkus for Lagikach. But Lamaisa, you only will get one Malkus, not two. And then the Gemara says, Badas Rav, Rav is made by Kohen Gadol Baal Monosh, and Baal Vlekidish Shalike, the Rambam holds this Dafka by Almona L'Kohen Gadol, since there's a separate law for Lagikachal, therefore he could get Malkus even without a Kedushin, just the Bia itself will give him a Malkus of Lagikachal. And if he was Mekadish and then Baal, then it'll be two Malkus by Almona L'Kohen Gadol, as opposed to other Yisuri Kuhuna, even when you're Mekadish and then Baal, there's only one Malkus. So again, what comes out according to the Rambam is that by Kohen Hedit, there's no separate Malkus for Lo Yechalel, by a Grusha, by a Zayna, by a Chalala. There could only possibly be one Malkus, and that's only if he was Mekadosh and then he was Baal. If he was just Mekadosh or just Baal, he's not going to get Malkus. By Kohen Gadol to an Almana, there's a specific Lav of Lo Yechalel, an extra Lav, and for that he could get Malkus even without a Kiddush. Baal of Lo Kiddush, he would get Malkus. If it was only Kiddush and not Baal, then he won't get Malkus at all. This is what Rava holds, Matam Lo Yikach Mishum Lo Yechalel. It has to be a Kicha which culminates in a Bia. But if he was Kiddush and Baal, then already he'll get two Malkus by Almona L'Kayin Gadol, one for the Kicha, one for the Bia. By a Kayin Gadol to a Grusha or to a Zayna, that's already the same as a Hedyet. He'll only get Malkus if it was a Kiddush and a Baal, for the Kiddush alone or for the Baal alone, he won't get any Malkus. And again, if he's the Shita of Rashi, by all Yisuri Kuna, for the Bia alone you will get Malkus. Malkus will be for the Yechal, that's not dependent on Kiddushin, but for the Kiddush alone you will not get Malkus. If it's Kiddush Ubaal, then by all Yisuri Kuna you'll get two Malkus, one for the Kiddush and one for the Bia. So again, the Ikar Yisrael Machlokes is how to read this line of the Gemara. The Rambam held that it's Dafka by Almona L'Kayin Gadol, and Rashi held that it's just an example, but the same is true by all Yisuri Kehuna. And once again, the Magen Mishnah is a middle Shita. He learns that when Rav says Kayin Gadol by Almona and Ba'av Olay Kiddush Leike, it's Lav Dafka Kayin Gadol by Almona, it's even by Kayin Gadol by Grusha, or by Azayin, it's also true that he can get Malkus for the Bia without the Kedushin. And therefore, when there's a Kedushin and then a Bia, he'll get two Malkus. But by Kain Hedi with the Grusha or a Zayna, there he will not get Malkus for the Bia without the Kedushin, like the Shita of the Rambam. And when it's Kiddush Ubal, he'll only get one Malkus, not the second Malkus for Lo Yechalel. Now I'll go back now to clarify one point. We see the Shita of Rava is that you're not going to get Malkus for the Kedushin unless it ended off with a Bia. He darshens this because the Pasuk says Lo Yikach Lo Yechalel. He learns Matam Lo Yikach Mishum Lo Yechalel. You're only chayiv on a Kicha, which culminated in a Bia. And the question is how exactly to understand this. What is the Pshat? That eventually when he does the Bia, then already he gets Malkus on the Kedushin. And the Chayim bring two tzadim to understand this. The Rebbe Moshe discusses this in Simen Yud. There's a long Haggah at the bottom. He discusses this Nakuda. And Rebbe Chanan Zon, the Kibbutz Oris, Simen Nun, Sifkot and Beis. One side is to say that the Bia is just a Tanai. In other words, really the Maisa that you're over on, and that's the Maisa you're going to get Malkus, that's the Kedushin. The Torah gave a Tanai that it's only a Kedushin which ended off with a Bia. Once you Mekayim the Tanai in the end, and you do the Bia, then already you'll get Malkus for the Maisa Kedushin. The other side to say is that really the Malkus is for both of them. The Bia is not just a Tanai, it's a Chelik of the Mechayiv. It has to be that he did both of them together, then we could give you Malkus for the whole Avera, the Kedushin and the Bia together. According to the second side, that a Bia is a Chelik of the Maisa, which you're Mechayiv on, the Maisa, there is still a second Malkus for Lo Yechal that's also Lav on its own. According to Rashi, by all Yisuri Kehuna, according to the Rambam, by Almona L'Kayin Gadol, Rakabam, even if we say that it's a Chelik of the first Mechayiv, it's also a Mechayiv on its own for being Mechal the Neveles. The Bukhana brings a right to this Chakira from a Kasha that the Rishonim ask over here. The Ritva and the Taisa Rush, they both ask a Kasha, if the din is that you cannot be Mechayiv him for Layikach unless it ended off with a Bia, so even if the Mason and he did do a Bia, still how could you give him Malkus on the Kicha? It should be a Hasra'al Sofik. At the time the Edom warn him, don't be Mechayiv this woman, they can't tell him that if you are Mechayiv then you'll get Malkus, Because that's not definitely true. Only if he does a bia afterwards, then we could give him malchus. So this is called Hasra Sofik. Even if he is over and he does what the Edom told him not to do, it's still not definite that he'll get malchus. It's only if he does a bia in the end. And the Maaser Rishonim say that this sugya would have to hold Hasra Sofik Shema Hasra. This is Machoikus between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. And the sugya would have to go like the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan that Hasra Sofik Shema Hasra. And according to the sheet of Reish Lakish that Hasra Sofik Lo Shema Hasra, how would ever be shaykh to get malchus for Lo Yikach? He says it would have to be dafka in a case where he was Mekadosh Bebiya. So the Kedushin and the Biya are happening simultaneously. Over there, the Edom could give him Hasra. They could tell him that if you're Mekadosh Bebiya, then you will get malchus. There, the Kicha itself already reached the point of Lo Yichalel. The Rav Chana brings this kasha. He quotes other Yishanim and Bav Metzia, Daf Yud, who asked the same kasha, the Ramban, the Ran, and he says that this kasha itself is a raya, that the Biya is not a chilik of the Maisa Avera, rather it's only a Tanai. Because if the Biya was a chilik of the Maisa Avera, then you cannot ask such a kasha that it's a Hasra Sofik. And a Avera that involves a few parts, so the way it works is you give Hasra before the Avera, and you tell him that if he's going to do the full Avera, including all of the components, then he'll get Malchus. For example, if Edom gives someone Hasra about Hoytzah and Shabbos, they tell him if you can do Akira, and then you do Hanocha on this item in a different Rosh Hashanah, so you're going to Mechayev Mishom Hoytzah. So even though at the time he's doing the Akira, they can't warn him that if you do this Akira, you're going to Mechayev. It has to be that he ends up doing Hanocha also. But this is not a problem of Hasra Sofik, because they tell him if you do the full Malocha, which involves all of its parts, then you will be Mechayev. So too, Rabbi Chananov says over here, if the Biya would be a Chelik of the Maisa Avera, so it wouldn't be a problem of Hasra Sofik. They would warn him that if you do the Kedushin, and then eventually you do the Biya as well, then you'll be chayv mishum liyikach and you'll get malchus. Now, Shul Yishanim asked the kasha that it's a Hasra Sofik, it's muchach that they held that the mice that you're being over on, the mice that we're giving you malchus is the Kedushin itself. The Biya is only a Tanai. Therefore, it's a problem of Hasra Sofik. They can't warn him that if you do this mice Avera, meaning this mice Kedushin, then you'll get malchus. Ask me that there'll be a Tanai fulfilled later on, only if he's Mekayim the Tanai and does the Biya, then we can give him malchus for the Kedushin. In other words, the Hasra is always on the mice Avera, not on the Tanai. And therefore, in this case, the Hasra would be on the Kedushin. And that's the problem, that it's a Hasra Sofik. Because even if he does this Aver, he does the Kedushin, it's not definite that he'll get Malchus. There has to be a Tanai which is kept later on. So from this Kasha of the Rishonim, Rabbi Chanan brings a Raya that the Bia is only a Tanai and not a Chilik of the Maisa Avera. Now, I'll mention that the Aruch Chaim will learn that really the Pshat is a third side. And that is that the Ikra Maisa Avera is the Bia and the Kedushin is the Tanai. In other words, the Torah is giving Malchus for the Bia of this Isha that he's Aser to. However, there's a Tanai that it's not a Bias Znus, it's Dafka Bia, which is after Kedushin, which is Derech Ishus. This is the Lashon of the Rambam, Perek Yudzayin Halacha Beis. He says that if it was Kiddush, it would Baal Loike. Then Baal Leah Derech Znus, Einei Loike. The Rambam's Mechag between a type of Bia, which was after Kedushin, and a Bias Znus. This perhaps would be mashed like the third side, that really it's the Bia, which is Aser. That's what he's getting Malchus for. Rather, there's a Tanai, it has to be a Bia Derech Kedushin, and not a Bia Derech Znus. Now, in the Sefer Makna, he brings the right to this side. For the Gemara that finds Zayin Amar Beis, which is Mavur, that if the Kohen Gadol is bought on an Amana 3 times, if there was Hasra between each Bia, he'll get 3 different Malchus. And he asks Akashi, he says, Bishlam if you hold like the Shita of Rashi, that every Bias Isser Kahuna is Mechayev Malchus for Lo Yechalel, so we understand that he's Chayev 3 Malchus over there. The truth is, we can really point out that even according to Rashi, it's not so Poshut, because after the first Bia, she's already a Chalala. It seems that Makna was not bothered by this according to the Shita of Rashi. However, according to the Shita of the Rambam, Lo Yechalel is Dafka when he was born in Isha, who had been previously mutter to Kohanim, and through this Bia she becomes a Chalal, she becomes Aser to the Kohanim. If so, after the first time this Kohen Gadol was born in La'amona, she already became a Chalal, why the second time she mechuyev another Malchus? He says, Akarach, you have to say, the Pshat is, you mechuyev a second Malchus for Lo'yikach. Now if you'll say that the Malchus for Lo'yikach is Be'esem for the Maisa Kedushin, and the Bia is only a Tanai, or even if you'll say like the other Tzad, that it's both components together, a Kedushin with the Bia, that's what he'll be mechuyev Malchus for, then how could you give him a second Malchus for the second Bia? The Kohen Gadol was only Mekadosh this Amana 1 time. So when he's Mekadosh and then he does a Bia, he gets 1 Malchus. When he does a second Bia, even if there's a second Hasra, how can we give him a second time Malchus? There was only 1 Maisa Kedushin. And from here the Sefer Makna proves, at least with Dasa Rambam, that when we say you get Malchus for the Yikach, but there has to also be a Bia, as Rava says, Matam Yikach Mishum Lo Yechalel, the Pshat is that the Ikra Maisa Aver that we're giving Malchus for is the Bia. Just Rava holds it has to begin with a Lo Yikach, meaning the Bia has to be Derech Ishus and not Derech Znus. Once he was Mekadosher, then afterwards, if he'll be Boyal her many times, as long as there's a separate Hasra for each time, he'll get separate Malchus for each Maisa Bia. So again, this is a right to a third side. It's not the Pshat that the Kedushin is the Maisa Avera and the Bia is a Tanai. It's also not the Pshat that the Kedushin and the Bia are the Avera together. Rather, the Ikra Avera is the Maisa Bia. It's just that you're only Chayv on a Bia which comes after Maisa Kedushin. Now, both Emre Moshe and the Sefer Makna, they prove that the Rishonim will ask the Kasha that we mentioned previously, that there's a problem with Asura Sofik over here, they obviously did not hold like this tzad. Because their kashi was, how could he be master b'shas the kedushin to Asura Sofik? You don't know if in the end he's going to do a bia or not. According to this third tzad, that the Ikar Maisa Aveir is the bia, just a tzad that has to come after kedushin, the Asura would not be at the time of the kedushin. The Asura would be at the time of the bia. And at that time, it's definitely Asura's Vadi, not Asura Sofik. If he already was Mekadoshir, and then they warned him before the bia, then definitely they could tell him that if you do this bia, you're going to get Malkus on it. I'll just go back to one more point on the sugya. The Gemara previously asked, V'lilka nami mishum lo yechalal zarai. There should be a separate Malkus for the bia, because he's Mechal the Zera. Now this kasha, l'chay, even the Rambam would be masking that this would be true by all Yisuri Kahuna, even though as far as the lo yechal to be Mechal, the Nevelas, the Rambam held, that's dafka by Almona l'kayin Gadol, where previously she had been mutter to Kayanim. But as far as this kasha, that you're being Mechal the Zera, as learned from the same pasuk lo yechal, this should be another malchus for this. This would be equally true by all Yisuri Kahuna. On this, the Gemara answers b'shalay gomar b'yosei. That kapshuta, the Gemara means to say that if there was a gemar bia in echnami, this is true. You would get a separate malchus for being mechal the zera. Now the Tosfos Rosh as well as in the Tosfos Rid, they point out that the mashmaisa of the Gemara is that if there was a gemar bia, even if the maisa she was not nisabra from this bia and there were no zera, still he would get an additional malchus for lo yechal zarai. And the Tosfos really explains, because since the Hailadah's Zera anyways is not totally in him, it's Bidei Shamayim, so obviously when the Torah says, Lo Yechal Zari, the Torah means to say, the risk is to do a full Bia, which is Shayach to be made for the day Zera. If he does it, he'll be over the Lav. The Rosh Hashav was bothered by this Kasha, he says, L'cher, Lo Yechal Zari should only be if she was Nisabra V'yolda, otherwise there is no Chil Zera. And once that's true, he says, then it would never be Shayach to give him Malkus, because it would always be a Hasra Asafik. When he does the Bia, even if he does the full Bia, he doesn't know if it's going to be made for the day Zera. He obviously didn't have this kasha, the Rishonim asked it already, and the Rishonim himself gives a teres based on the Tosfos and Yevamos. As we see, the Rishonim themselves understood that as long as it's a bia which is shaykh to be made with the day Zera, that's enough to be over and to get this Malkus for Lo Yechal Zarai. And Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Samachvov, Sifkat and Daud, he adds that if this Amana or this Grusha was a Ketana or an idleness, where it's not shaykh for this bia to be made with the day Zera, then Einich Nambi won't get a separate Malkus for Lo Yechal Zarai. And he says, really, the Gemara could have answered this. Instead of answering b'shaloi gomar biyosa, you could have said that there was a gomar biyo, but it was by an isha who was not shaykh to have children, and therefore there's no lav of leichal zarei. The Lamais of the Rambam totally leaves this out. He doesn't mention anywhere achiv malchus for leichal zarei. In Perek Yudayin Hilchos Asuri Biyo, Halacha Beis, Halacha Gimel, where he's discussing which lav in your over, he doesn't mention anywhere that there's achiv malchus for leichal zarei. The Rambam should have said that if there's a gomar biyo, there's an additional malchus. So the Magen Mishnah over there discusses this, and he explains that the Rambam held, even though in the beginning of the Sugya the Gemara is mavur, that there will be a separate Malkus for Leichal Zarai if there's a Gemar Bia. The Rambam held, La'alocha, we don't pass him like this, and he's Mudaik from Abaye and Rava. They both say Lashon of Baal Loike. They don't mention anything about two Malkus, they don't differentiate between whether there's a Gemar Bia or there's no Gemar Bia. Therefore the Rambam, La'alocha, passing that there is no Malkus Mishum Leichal Zarai. Now why not? What is the Svar to say not like this? So the Magen Mishnah mentions a few Svaras. Firstly, he says, we're not going to give him two Malkus for one Pasuk of Lo Yechalel, even though we do learn two dinim from Lo Yechalel, that she's Nischaleles, and also that the children are Nischalel, but we're still not going to give two Malkus for that same Pasuk. And secondly, he says, as far as that Lo Yechal Zari would only be once she's Nisabra and she has a child, which is really the kasha that we mentioned before. The Rambam holds that this is how we Pasuk in Lemaisa. You can't be Mechayvim for the Bia, even if there is a Gemar Bia, since the Issa really is to have the children. And Minchas Chinuch explains that what the Magen Mishnah means to say is, even if then there are children, still, you cannot give Malkus because it's a Hasra Sofik. At the time he does the Bia, even if he does a Gemar Bia, it's not Shaykh to be master him because we don't know in the end if there will be children from this Bia or not. Now, I'll continue on. The Gemara discusses the different Shitas of Tanoim. What is the din of a Bas Ger Zohar? We saw in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda holds Bas Ger Zohar Kibas Cholo Zohar. If the father is a Ger, then the child is possible for Kahuna. But if the mother is a Ger, and the father is a Yisrael, then the child is kosher to Kahuna. Rabbi Lezer Ben Akiva in the Mishnah argues he holds. Only ger shenasa geiris b'tei psula l'kahuna. If either one of the parents is not a ger, rather a yisrael, the child is kosher l'kahuna. And the third sheet of the Mishnah is the sheet of Rabbi Yosi. He says av ger shenasa geiris b'tei ksher l'kahuna. Now the Gemara here explains where is the sheet of Rabbi Huda. He learns from a tzara shove. Ma chol shabba mitipa ksheira b'tei psula ger shabba mitipa psula ene din shabitei psula. And even if you'll ask a kasha ma lechol shaken yitzirasa ba'avira, Gemara Maisa says mitzri rishen yechiach. If you ask Mal Ritzu Rishain that she can't ain't a royal lovey bikahal, chol yechiach, so you learn from a tzara shava together. Now, B'hemshach the Gemara brings a different limud from a pasuk in Yecheskel, Amano Grusha lo yichul lehem lenoshim, kiyim besulei smizera beis Yisrael. And the Gemara explains that Rabbi Yehuda holds ad the is kol zera mi Yisrael. Rashi explains Kol Zera Yisrael means Iker Zera Yisrael, which is the father, he's considered the Iker Zera. Therefore, if the father is a Ger, then the child is Pasul Lekohuna. The child is, which is the Iker Limud of Rabbi Huda? Is it from the Tzad HaShava, or is it from this Drasha, from the Pasuk in Yecheskel? So the Rabbanov here explains that Be'esim, the Pashas of the Pasuk, Mizera Beis Yisrael, would be matched like Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov, Afilo Miktas Zera. If either the father or the mother is from Beis Yisrael, that's enough to be matched the child Lekohuna. And the Rabbanov explains, that's why Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov did not hold up the Tzad HaShava of Rabbi Huda. He also said, this Pasuk shows us not to make that Tzad HaShava. I'll just mention that Rashi is before not like this in the Kuda. Rashi on the Mishnah, Nayin Zayin Omer Aleph, explains in Dibur Maschil Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov, he says differently why Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov does not hold of this Tzad HaShava. It's not like the Rabban who holds that Be'etzim he would agree to the Tzad HaShava, just that he learned the Pasuk Mizera Beis Yisrael Afilo Miktas Zera. And Rabbi Huda, the Rabban explains, he's also maskim that the Pashas of the Pasuk Mizera Yisrael would be like Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov, but since he has the Tzad HaShava, therefore he's matrik the Pasuk, and he explains Mizera Yisrael means Ad Is Kol Zera Mi Yisrael. As the Tosfos in Yevamos Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, the Ramaschal V'I, he also explains like the Ramban that the Iker Limud of Rabbi Huda is from the Kav HaChomer from Cholol, together with the Yechiach of Mitzri Sheni. And Tosfos there is mevur that there's a nafkamina, whether the Iker Limud of Rabbi Huda is from the Tzad HaShava, or the Iker Limud is from this Pasuk of Mizera Beis Yisrael. And that is, what is the din about this Bas Ger? Is she kosher for Achilas Truma? Tosfos says that if the Limud will be from Cholol, together with the Yechiach, then the din will be that she also gets a din of a Chalola, and she's nifso from Kahuna, and she's also nifso from Achilas Truma. But Shaykin, if the whole Limud of Yehuda is from the Pasuk Mizera Beis Yisrael, so the Pasuk is just telling us that a Kohen is usher to marry her, but we don't see that she has a din of a Chalola, and she will not be nifso from Achilas Truma. This is the Nafkamina, what the Iker Limud is. Now, the Maisa, it's not so posh, what exactly Taisis means, where would it be possible Bechla for her to eat Truma? Her father is a Ger, her father is not a Kohen. And if Taisis means that when she marries a Kohen, she should be able to eat Truma, Mikayach her husband, but that definitely is true that she's usher to a Kohen according to Yehuda. So what exactly does Taisus mean? So from the sugya over there, we see that Taisus is referring to a Petua Daka. There's a mandamra over there who holds that Petua Daka lab b'kdushasei koi. A koi who is a Petua Daka does not retain his dinim that he's also to a grusha or to a chalolo or a zaina. Therefore, it would also be mutter for a Petua Daka to marry a geiris. Now obviously this is going according to the shitais that kahal geirim lo ikri kahal. If you hold kahal geirim ikri kahal, then even a Petua Daka who's a Yisrael is also to marry a geiris because of the Isra Petua Daka. But Akupan, if you hold the kahal geirim lo ikri kahal, so it's mutter for a Petua Daka to marry a Geiris, and according to this Shita, even if he's a Kayin, who's usher to a Geiris here, since he's Lavik Dushasai Kaimi, he's mutter to the Geiris. Now, even though he's Lavik Dushasai Kaimi, Linian, who he's allowed to marry, but Linian Achilas Truma, the din is that he's still Meichel his wife Truma, and therefore here we have a case where a woman who's a Geiris, she would still be allowed to eat Truma, Mikayach her husband, if he's a Kayin who's a Petua Daka, and here there'll be an Afkamina, whether the fact that she's a Bas Geirim will make her into a Chalola. This Taisus is Mevor, we'll be telling the two Stadim, where's the Ikris for Rabbi Huda? If it's Mikayach the Tzad HaShava, then she'll get a din of a Chalola, and she'll be Osir Ba'achilas Shuma. If it's Mikayach this din of Mizera Beis Yisrael, Rabbi Huda explains at the Is Kozer in Yisrael, so that will ask her to a Kain, but she'll still be allowed to eat Shuma, she does not have a din of a Chalola. Now we have two more Shitas over here, the Shita of Rabbi Yisi, which is the last Shita of the Mishnah, Av Ger Shinasa Geras Bita Iksher Lekahuna. And the Gemara explains that Rabbi Yisi learns this Pasuk of Mizera Beis Yisrael, Mishin Nizru Be Yisrael. Rashi explains, it has to be that the conception was after the Geirus, it's not enough if she was born after the Geirus. And finally, the fourth Chita is Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, he holds, even a Geirus p'chusam ibas shal yishanam v'yei mechad is kosher l'kohuna. The Gemara explains, he holds, you need mishan nizru b'sula b'yisrael. As Rashi explains, you need that the b'sulam were tzamchu v'gomru after she's born l'klal yisrael, which is when she's 3 years old. Now Rashi earlier in the Dibur Maschil, Rabbi Shimon Eimer, he brings the four Shitas HaTanam over here. And when he explains the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, he says that afilu geiris atzma machshir ubavat shloi tehei ruya lebiya b'giyusa the tepik la michlal zayna. Rashi here is mavur that if she was nisgayer after she was 3 years old, the reason why she's puzzled to a kain is because she has a din of a zayna. Rashi says like this as well in Yevamos Daf Samach Amud Beis and Dibur Maschil Ksheir Lekahuna. He's explaining of the Shita of Rabbi Shimon and he says that if she was nisgayer before she was 3 years old, loy machsakina lo kizayna. The Mashmai says that after 3 years old, she's puzzled because she has a din of a zayna. Now see, this is not so posh, this is the Machlokes Rishonim. Now we spoke previously about the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that if the father is a Ger, then the daughter has a din that she's puzzled to Kahuna. But that's Rabbi Yehuda, we had a shayla whether his Iker Limud is from the Tzad HaShava, if so then perhaps she has a din of a Chalala, or the Iker Limud is from the Pasuk in Yecheskel, which he learns at the Iker Kozer in Yisrael, if so it would be a new din. However, that's all about Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we had two Tzadim, maybe it's a Psal Chalala, or maybe it's a new Psal Mikayach, that Pasuk in Yecheskel. But Bedas Rabbi Yehuda, the Chayr, it's Pasha that there is no Tzad that she's puzzled because she's a Zayna. she was born as a Yisraelis, just since her father was a guy, it could be that's enough to pass her from Kahuna, but Chayla definitely is not sad that she has a din of a Zayna. And according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov as well, he holds that even if she's born as a Yisraelis, but if both parents are gay, she also becomes possible to Kahuna. L'chayla, that's partial that it's not because she has a din of a Zayna, rather because Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds that she needs at least mixas Zera mi Yisrael. If she's not from Zera Yisrael Bechlal, then she's possible to a Kain, but again, it's not because she has a din of a Zayna. However, according to the last two Shitas, the Shita of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai and the Shita of Rabbi Yossi, if she was born as a Yisraelis, then she's definitely kosher l'kahuna, even if both parents are gerim. It's only if she herself is a geiris, that's when she'll be possible l'kahuna. According to Rabbi Yossi, even if she was nisgair less than 3 years old, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, only if she was nisgair after she was 3 years old. According to these two Tanayim, the Rishonim have a discussion, what is the Yisrael Isser? They have a tzad to say that she's midin zayna, and as we see in Rashi, Rashi says like this, Medas Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, that if she was nisgair after 3 years old, then she's possible l'kahuna, because she has a din of a zayna. Now the Rashi ben Yivamos on Daf Samach Amud Beis brings this Rashi that's before that according to Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, the psal is mishum zayna. And the Rashi says that the makor of Rashi to say this is the Gemara of there in Yivamos, Daf Samach Amud Beis. We won't get into that sugya now, but we'll just say b'kitzer, the Gemara of there has a tzad to compare, just like the din is, that if a kohen gadol marries a mukas eitz, or by geres, so he's over an Isra Esav by marrying her, still the Gemara says, im nosa nosa, once he's married already, we're not mechayvim to be megarisher. And the Gemara had taught to compare, the same thing would be by a geres. According to the Shita who argues on Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, and he also, even if she was nisgair less than 3 years old, also the din is that she's possible to a kohen. However, the Gemara wanted to say that if she's already married to a kohen, with the Yav, we will not be mechayvim to be megarisher. And this Gemara says, Hachi Hashli, you can't make this comparison. Bishle Mahasam, Seifudiyas Begeris Tachtov, Seifudiyas Bula Tachtov. When the Kohen Gadol married a Bula, so even though he married her Be'isser, but even had he married a Besula, eventually she would become a Bula, and it would be mutter for him to stay with her. So too, when he marries a Bula Be'isser, once he's married already, we let him stay with her. However, the Gemara says, Hachab, in this case, where Kohen married a Geris, who he's offered to marry, Seifudiyas Zaina Tachtov, are we going to say that eventually, anyway, she'll become a Zaina? Therefore, we're mechayiv him to megarisher, even though he already married. And the Rashba says that from here, Rashi saw that the machlokes between Reb Shimon and the Chachamim. The Chacham over there is the sheet that holds that even if she's nisgair less than 3 years old, it's still usher for a kohen to marry her. The Rashba says that you see the machlokes between the Chacham and Reb Shimon is when is she considered a zayna? According to the Chacham, even if she's nisgair less than 3 years old, she's possible to a kohen because she has a din of a zayna. And according to Reb Shimon, he holds that only if she's nisgair after 3 years old, she's possible with a din of a zayna. The Rashba says this is the makar of Rashi. Rashi saw this in the Gemara over there in Daf Samach Amud Beis. However, then the Rashba asks a number of kashas on this sheet of Rashi, and it's smucha that the Rashba understood with Das Rashi, the reason why she has this psal of Zayna is because we're choshed that the Maisa she was Mizaneh. Therefore, the Rashba asks a kasha, he says, if so, it's only a psal Darabonan and not a psal Deraisa. It's not that we know that she was Mizaneh, the Rabbanan say that we have to be choshed that she was Mizaneh, since she was a guy and Grayim are Putin by Rais. And the Rashba says, the Ersik is mucha not like this, Ersik is mucha that the machoikis between Rav Shimon ben Yochai and the Rabbanan, which is the sheet of Rav Yossi over here, is in a din Deraisa and not in a din Darabonan. Because Hashem ben Yechai over here brings a right to his shita from the pasuk which says, V'chol ataf b'noshim hachiyu lachem, V'aloi pinchas hayo yimayim, V'mashmoy said the pasuk is that even to kohanim, these taf will be mutter, so you see that since they are less than 3, and they'll be in a sky less than 3, they'll be mutter to kohanim. And this Gemara answers back, V'rabonon hachiyu lachem la'avodim u'lishvachis. Now since they're arguing about the taitch in this pasuk, clearly they're talking about a din d'reis and not a din d'rabonon. Now the secondly, the Rashba asks another kasha, what could possibly be the pshan the shita of the chachamim, that even if she's less than 3, still she has a din of a zayna. Even if she would be nivela, the din is that a biya parchas mishal yishanim is not considered a biya bechlal. So what could be the pshat in the sheet of the chachamim? Why would this give her a din of a zayna? Now, the third question the Rashba asks is the Gemara over here explains the machlokes tanaim is dependent how to learn this pasuk in Yecheskel. When the pasuk says ki im besulis mizer beis Yisrael, Reb Shimon also has to be mishan nizru besulah be Yisrael. Reb Yossi also has to be mishan nizru be Yisrael. Even though this is not a pasuk in the Torah, the Rashba says, still, it's Divrei Kabbalah, and that has the same status as a Din Deraisa. We'll mention one other question the Rashba asks, and this is in the Rashba in Chuvis, in Chelek Gimel Chuvis Shin Ayin Beis. He asks another question. He says, according to the Sheet of Rabbi Yossi, Geiris is also to a Kain, even if it was Leidasa Bekdusha, only if the Heroin was also Bekdusha, then she'll be mutter to a Kain. And the Rashba asks, in this case, if it was Heirosa Shleim Bekdusha and Leidasa Bekdusha, so even if it would be Mechash, the Rabbi Yossi holds that even a Bia of less than 3 years old is also enough of a Bia to make her into a Zayna. But in this case, where the Leidasa was Bekdusha, there's no Chash that she was Mezana after she was born. If so, what is the Tat to consider her a Zayna? And because of all these Kashas, the Rashba concludes, not like the Shita of Rashi, and he's Matcha, the Gemara that we mentioned before, in Yivam Estaf Samach HaMebeiz, and explains both according to the Chachamim, even a Geir is less than 3 is possible to a Kain, and according to Mishum Ben Yechai, after three she's passed to a kain, it's not because of the din of a zayna, rather it's a new din which is learned from this pasuk in Yecheskel, Mizera Beis Yisrael, and this is considered a din d'iraisa. Now, Taisin Yevamos Daf Samach Aleph from the base, he also learns that Derech Rashi, that the psul according to the Chachamim and according to Rav Shimon is a psul of Zayna. He brings the Gemara Samach on the base, which is much like this, as we mentioned before. However, he explains different than that which the Rashba understood B'das Rashi. That which she's a Zayna is not because we're Choshesh Lameisa that she was Mezane. Rather, he explains, since she's Bami, Oivitz Kechavim, Hashtufim Bezima, that goes over a din of a Zayna. Taisin continues and he says, even though our Gemara is Mashba, that it's Tali and how to learn the Pasuk in Yecheskel, Taisin explains, that's not the Ikur Joshua. The Ikur Machlaika says, when she has a din of a Zayna, the Pasuk in Yecheskel is only in Asmachta. But Akman, we see that Taisin understood, the tzad to say that she does have a din of a Zayna is not because she was Mezane, rather since she had a din of a Goy, and a Goy has a din of a Zayna because they're Shtufim Bezima, so even after she's in this Geira, she retains that shame of a Zayna. And the Machlaika just says, if that's only when she was in this Geira after 3 years old, or even before she was 3 years old. Now the Mag Mishnah in Hukas Sisui Bia Perek Yirches Halacha Gimel, he says similar to this, the Ram of their Paskin, Tagyeres, Hamushacheres, Afilun is Gairov in the Shtachra, Pchusam Ibas Shal Yishonim, Hoyal Ve'ina Bas Yisrael, Hamrezu Zaina of Asura Lakain. He Paskins that a Gairis, even less than 3 years old, is possible to a Kain, and he also said that it's Midin Zaina. Alderach Rashi and Taisis. And the Mag Mishnah explains, what does the Rama mean that she has a din of a Zaina? He says, Ve'taimam Mishim de Zaina de Krop, Gumba Kamar. When the Torah says the word Zayna, it doesn't have to necessarily be that she became a Zayna through a Maisa's Nus. Zayna is another way of saying that she's a Peguma, and he's been saying that the Rambam himself later on in Halacha Hay says like this. We saw this Rambam previously. Rambam says that if a Chalal is Baal Bas Yisrael, she becomes a Zayna, even though there is no Isra involved in that Maisa Bia. Still, the Rambam says that Zayna is another way of saying a Peguma, and a Bia to a Chalal also could be considered a Pegima. But Akapam, the Magen Mishnah is saying, Al Derech the Taisvis, it doesn't have to be through Maisa's Nus. The Chari is bothered by the same thing. The less than 3 years old is not considered a Maisa's Nus B'chal. Story says that she gets a shame Zayna, and this is a Din Deiraisa, when a Torah should have a Din of a Zayna, because she was in this Geira, she originally was a Goy, she has a shame of a Peguma. Akpam, this will answer all of the kashas that the Rashba asked on Rashi. The Rashba was assuming, but asked Rashi, that she had a shame of a Zayna because of a Maisa's Nus. Therefore, he asked, how could it be even if she was in this Geira less than 3 years old, that's not a Maisa's Nus B'chal? And also, he asked, how could it be Din Deiraisa? It's only a chshash darbana. We don't know for sure that she had a znus. According to the Tosis and the Magen Mishnah, it's a din d'iraisa that she has a shame zayna, even though there was no maisa znus, because the shame zayna means that she has a certain pegam. The pegam is that originally she was a goy. Now both Tosis and the Magen Mishnah explain that even though our Gemara is dashing from the pasuk in Yecheskel, really the iser is an iser d'iraisa of zayna. The drasha from this pasuk is just to be megal to us when is a gerus included in the iser of zayna. So to summarize, we have three tzadim how to understand what is the iser over here. Both according to Rav Shimon Yechai on a Geiris after 3 years old, and according to Rav Yosi even before 3 years old, Rashi and Tosis and the Rambam, they all hold that she has a din of a Zayna. However, within this sheet, we have two tzadim to understand this. Rashi understood with that Rashi, it means to say that because we're choshesh that l'maisha she was Mizane. Rashi has a lot of kashas on this mahalach. And the other side, which Tosis says over there in Yevamos Samach Aleph, and the Magen Mishnah says with that Rambam, is not because we're choshesh for a Znus, rather she has a shame Zayna because she was a Goyish in his Geira. And the third side is like the Rashba says, and this is a sheet of the Ravid as well, in that halacha perek Yudches, the Suri Bir halacha Gimel, with Ram Paskin that she has a din of a Zayna, the Ravid over there argues, and he says like the Rashba, that it's not an Isser Zayna, rather it's a new Isser from this Pasuk in Yecheskel, Mizera Beis Yisrael. Now we'll continue on to the Mishnah, number Beis. The Mishnah discusses the din of Yakir. We discussed some of the important Yisaydes in the din of Yakir on Daf Ayin Dalet Omer Aleph. We'll mention here again some of the important points. We have Machikis in the Mishnah, according to the Tanakama, a father does not have the manas to say that my son is a mamzer. The Mishnah adds, afilu shnei amaydim, even if both parents are maida, about the uber shebimayel, to say that the child is a mamzer, ain't a nemonim. The Gemara explains that even in this case, where both the father and the mother are being made about the child, and even in the case where the child does not have a cheskas kashrus, because it was not born yet, still they do not have nemonis. And Behuda says nemonim, and as Rashi says, he argues even on the ratio, the father does have the manas to say that my son is a mamzer. Now what is the case that the father is saying that my son is a mamzer? So Rashi over here, Dibur Maschel Mamzer, who says, Shenil le Mechaive Krisis. He's saying, this son is actually my son, however, he was born from an Isser Erva. According to Rav Yehuda, the father has nemonis in this case. However, Rashi and Dibur Maschel Vafilu Shneim, that case of the Mishnah, Rashi explains differently. He says that the father and the mother are both saying that the child in the mother's womb is not really from that father, and therefore he's a Mamzer. And the Shaila is, why did Rashi switch cases? So, firstly, we have to mention that there's a sheet of the Taisus Rid, and we spoke about this on Daf Ayin Dalet. He holds that when we say the father has namanis to say that my son is a mamzer, it does not mean to say that he can tell us, this person who everyone assumed was my son is not really my son, because he was born to my wife from a different man. He says, in this case, the father does not have the manis, because the whole namanis of Yaakov is only for a father. And here what he's telling us is that he's not the father. To say that, the Torah never gave him namanis. Now from Rashi over here, you see the Rashi held not like the Tosfos read, because in the second case of the Mishnah, Rashi is saying that the father and the mother are both telling us that this child is not really from him, it's from a different man, and still according to view that they are namanis because of Yaakov. Rashi Akar hold not like the Tosfos read. Rashi understands that the namanis of Yaakov is that a person has the right to tell us about this child, whether it is my son or it's not my son. Even if he says that it's not my son, that's also included in the nemonis of Yaakov. Now, according to the Tosfos Beit, he'll have to learn the second case of the Mishnah is also not talking about a case where they say that this is not my child. Rather, the father and the mother are both telling us that the child is mamzer because he was born from an Isser Erva. The case would have to be that we didn't know beforehand that they were raised to each other. They were the ones who were mechadish to us at their Osir B'Isser Erva, and they have the nemonis to tell us this and to pass on the child as a mamzer. Now, the question is that if Rashi held not like the Tosfos Beit, and the father does have the nemonis to tell us that this is not my child, so why didn't Rashi know like that in the first case of the Mishnah as well? We could have explained when it says, Oimer b'nizeh mamzer, what he's telling us is that this is not my son, rather he was born to my wife from a different man, and therefore he's a mamzer. So Rabbeinu Peretz over here explains that Rashi in Echnami could have said like this, but the Lashon of the Mishnah is not mashma to Rashi that this is the case, because the Lashon of the Mishnah is that he says, b'nizeh mamzer. He's saying that this son of mine is a mamzer. Mashmai says he's not telling us that it's not his son, he's telling us that it is his son, but he's a mamzer, akarach l'pshat is, because he's born from an erva. Now mention another deacon in Rashi, and Rashi in Dibur Maschal Einei Neman, he explains according to Tanakama, that holds that the father does not have the manas to say that this son of mine is a mamzer. Rashi explains, the korvu etzloi, ve'inei kosher lehiyid olav. Now the shayla is, Rashi is going according to the sheet of the Tanakama. The Tanakama obviously does not hold that Yaakov includes the manas to tell us that my son is posel. Rather, as the Gemara says, it only has an amonis to tell us that this son of mine is the Bukhar. If so, why does Rashi have to tell us that when there's no amonis of Yaakov, the father has no amonis because he's a Kariv, even if he would not be a Kariv, he doesn't have the amonis because he's only an Eid Echad. This Kashan the Ran asks on Rashi, he says, Tomani, lo mahutzruch lekach, why does Rashi need this Svara? Dakivin de becheskas kashrasu, since the son has a cheskas kashras, ein ir pochas mishnayim, to be ma'ar on a cheskas kashras, an Eid Echad does not have the amonis. So the Tosfos Yontif on this Mishnah, Perek Dalar Mishnah Ches, he brings this Kasha, he asks this on the Bar Tanura, because the Bar Tanura says the same thing as Rashi, when the Mishnah says, Ha'imer b'nizeh mamzer inei nemon, the Bar Tanura explains, the Karivu etzloi ve'ein Kariv kosher lehiyid. And the Tosfos Yontif brings the Kasha of the Ran, why do we have to say this, ein ir pochus mishnayim, once he has a cheskas kashrus, the father should not have nemonis. So the Tosfos Yontif himself says, v'li nireh, de mishum uber she'ein lechazaka de kashrus. This far is necessary by an uber who does not have a cheskas kashrus. As we see over here in the Gemara says this Svara in the second case of the Mishnah. So the reason why Rashi and the Bar Tanura had to say this Svara that he's a Kariv is because of the second case in the Mishnah, the case of an Uber, where he does not have a Cheskas Kashrus. However, we'll see that this is not so Poshut, and this the Rosh Hash points out, that the way Rashi learns the second case of the Mishnah, the case of Afilu Shnei Amidim, the father and the mother are both saying that the child is Mamzer, Rashi explains that the father is really saying that it's not my child. And if so, you don't have this Svara of Rashi, the Karivu Etzloi. Rashi only says it in the Reisha, Lachar would not apply in the Seifa. And furthermore, the Rosh Hash points out that in the Gemara which is talking about the second case of the Mishnah, the Gemara explains, what's the Afilu? Rashi Dibur Maschal Loi Mehemna explains, Le Mifsal Elo Be'idus Gemura. The Lashon of Rashi is that you need an Eidus Gemura, there's no Nemonis of Yaakov, and there Rashi doesn't say this far that the father is a Kariv. Rather, Rashi says you need an Eidus Gemura, which means you need two Eidim. And the Shash explains the reason why Rashi in the Gemara did not explain that the father is a Kariv is because Rashi learns the second case of the Mishnah where he's saying that I'm not the father, there you would not have a psul of a Kariv. But we also see that Rashi holds that even in the case of the Seifa, where as the Gemara says there is no Cheskas Kashrus, still Rashi would hold that you need an Eidus Gemura, which is two Eidim, this is not the Svar of the Tosfos Yontif. And if so, the Kasha remains, why does Rashi in the Mishnah need this Svar, the Kariv u Etzloi? Why does Rashi need it for? Rashi should have said simply like he says in the Gemara, that you need an Eidus Gemura. And now the Tosfos Yontif wanted to answer that in the Seifa of the Mishnah, over there there's no Cheskas Kashrus, and there the din will be that one Eid would be enough. Rashi himself is mashmah not like this, as the Rosh Hash says, if near Rashi is mevuv that he holds, you need two Eidim. And secondly, the way Rashi learns the Seifa of the Mishnah, over there is no problem that he's a Kariv, because what he's saying is that I'm not his father. Now continue on, the Gemara at the bottom of the Omer, right before the Mishnah, brings, what is the Pshat according to the Shita of Yehuda? He holds that a father is not named to pass on the son, so where do we need the Nemanis of Yaakov? If it's to tell us which son is a Bechor, and it should get Pishnayim, either way the father would be Neman because he has a Migu. And this one answers that the father wants that this son should get Pishnayim, even in the Chasam which the father only gets after he's already a Geisis, Over here, in this case, you'll not be naming with the migu. That's what we need the nemanus of the Torah of Yakir to tell us. Even these nechasim, the son will get, because the father be'etzim has the nemanus to tell us who is the bechar. Now, as the machaikas Rashi and Tosafot over here, what does it mean that nechasim that the father gets when the father is a geisis, on those nechasim there is no migu? So the lashon of Rashi is in Dibur Maschil Kishu geisis. He says b'shosh barm lo'ilam lav bar matanahu. At the time these nechasim come to the father, he's a lav bar matan. He's not able to give it over as a matano because he's a geisis. Therefore, you have to come into the nemanus. Over here, the migu will not help. Now, Tais understood with Das Rashi that when a person is a geisis, even if he's able to speak, or at least motion to us and tell us his intentions, still then is that he's not able to give over something b'matana. And Tais brings a number of rais, not like this Rashi, and therefore Tais argues and he understands that the Gemara doesn't mean to say a din that when someone is a geisis, he does not have a kayach to be makna something. Rather, Tais explains the Gemara just means that there'll come a point in time when the father is a geisis and he's not able to say anything. He's not able to be motioned either, so there he won't be able to give over matana because practically speaking, there's no way he can tell us his intentions. The father wants that even if he'll reach that situation and he'll get nechasim while he's in that state, those nechasim will also go over pishnayim to this specific son. So that's why the father has to have nemanis. This will be where we negate the nemanis of Yakir. In other words, it's machagis Rashi and Tosis, that which we Gemara is saying that a geisis cannot give over matana. According to Rashi, it's a din, that when he's in a situation where he's considered a geisis, he doesn't have a kayach to be makne. According to Tosafot, he definitely can be makne. The issue just is that in Matzias, sometimes he won't be able to. In that case, we don't have the migu. That's where you need the nemanis of Yakir. And the shaila is, what could possibly be the pshat in the shita of Rashi, at least the way Tosafot understood Rashi, that there's a din that a geisis cannot give over something, he cannot be makne something b'matana. So the Rosh over here in Siman Tazayin, he also brings Rashi like this. He says that the Rach holds like the shita of Rashi as well, and he explains, since Rav geisisim are lemisa, so he's choshev kemeis, and he's not able to be makna something. And he goes further and he quotes Moshe Rabbeinu Yoel, who says that a geisis also cannot be megarish his wife. Even if he has das, which is miyushev, he's in a clear state of mind, still since it is that he's not able to give a matana, and yet also requires that koyach nesina, he says the same way he cannot give a matana, he also cannot be megarish his wife, he can't be mekayim the pasuk, which says, v'nosan biyoda. Well, we can take a look over there in the Rosh, he brings a number of the kashas which Tosafot asked on Rashi, and he gives tzurutim to these kashas, but akapanim, this is the yoseder machlokes, some Rishonim which include the Rabbeinu Chanan or Rabbeinu Yoel, and this is how Tosafot and the Rosh learn Badas Rashi as well. They hold that a geisis is kemeis, therefore he cannot give over something matana. Now, Bachan in the Kaibet Shurim and Psachim and Ois Kof Lamed Ches, he explains the machlokes over here. He says Rashi and Rabbeinu Yoel did not want to learn, as the Gemara says, Nechasim Kshanafle Kishu geisis, that what he's concerned about is that he's afraid he's going to get Nechasim in a situation where practically he's not going to be able to speak and tell us that he wants to give over matana. Rav Chanan explains that Rashi and Rabbeinu Yoel would hold that's not a chisaron in biyodai. If it's only a question that practically he's not able to speak, but besim he has the koyach to give over this b'matana, that would be considered biyodai, and therefore he would be believed with a migu. When he tells us now that this son is my bechar, even if we get nechasim later when he's a geisis, those nechasim also the bechar would get pishnayim. Therefore, Rashi and Rabbeinu Yoel had to learn that there's a din that a geisis is not able to give over something b'matana. It's not just a chisaron in metzias. Mashenki and Tosis held that even if it is only a chasar and Matthias, Lamaisa, that's not considered biyodai, he would have no migu, therefore you would have to come onto the nemanis of Yakir. Now just leave off, there's a number of kashas that the Chayim ask over here on the Sugyo, that Rosh Gemara was bothered, what nafkamina does it make, whether there's a nemanis of Yakir or there's a nemanis of migu, and the only nafkamina that the Gemara found was the case of a geisis. And the Chayim asked, there are many other nafkaminas. I'll mention a few of the kashas, the Nasivis and Simon Samach Ois Yud Zayin, and Rabbi Chanan and the Kaibet Shiurim and Baba Basra, Ois Tof Yudzayin, they ask that if the nemanis was because of a migu, then he would be able to be chayzer later on. If he tells us that one son is the bechar, and later on he changes his mind and tells us it's a different son, he still has a migu, he could give the other son all of his nechasim. But now that there's a nemanis of Yakir, there'll be a din, kivan shehigit shuv eini chayzer umagid, once he tells us which son is the bechar, he cannot change and tell us that it's a different son. Another kashya that Achrayim asks is the two masks in Simon Samach Aleph, Sifkot and Aleph. There's nafkamina if he tells us about a son who is a katan still. According to some Rishonim, that even if there's das acher is makne, one cannot give over to a matana to a katan, he's not able to be zoiche. So even though perhaps from darbanon he can, but there's nafkamina when the Torah says that there's an emanus of Yakir, he needs that possibly because min haTorah he would not have been able to give it over, and therefore there would not have been any migu. Another kashuk which was asked by the Chedusha, Meir Simcha and Baba Basra, Nafkuf Chavzayin and Mabez, he asks, is nafkamina that when something is given away as a matana, then when Yevil comes, it goes back to the original owner. Therefore, there'd be nafkamina over here. If it would go over Yerusha, then it would stay where it is. the one who got Pishnaim, he would keep the Chelik Bechayr even when Yovel comes. Mashenkin, if he would have to come onto Umigu, that he could have given it with Matana, then the din would be that when Yovel comes, it would have to be redivided, he would not be able to keep his Chelik HaBechayr. And I'll mention one final kasha from the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Membeis, Sifkot and Yud Gimel. He asks the kasha, the din is that one cannot give over an Eved Ivri b'matana. However, if a person dies, the din is that the Eved Ivri is Eved Es HaBen, as Gemara says earlier in the Masech Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. If so, there will be an afkamina, that if you would have to come on to Omigu, then the din will be that an Eved Ivri, who he cannot give over b'matana, he would not be able to give one son a double chelek. But now there's a pasuk of Yaakov, there's an Amonis to tell us who's the Bechar, that son could get a double chelek even in the Avodim.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.